8:43 on the KYMN Morning Show. We are back and very pleased and happy to be joined by Mr. Craig Swenson of 50 North. Craig, you're not the, like, what's your job title at 50 North? You're just like the guy that runs the show, right?
Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. There it is, right there. Cool. All right. So what do we have going on right now over at the former Northfield Senior Center?
Well, we've got a lot of different programming happening at 50 North. We've got great lifelong learning classes coming up. We've got a discussion coming up on community solar in Northfield. It's on Saturday, March 12th, 1 to 2 o'clock. It's where they're going to be talking with the Northfield Area Community Solar and Joint Solar / Novel Energy for a discussion on the benefits of community solar in Northfield. So a lot of individuals, you know, right now they're putting solar panels up,
right,
on their cars.
Right.
A lot of people are getting solar cars or getting energy efficient cars, I should say. And so forth.
Electric
and
vehicles,
so it's looking at all the different things that are helping out the environment.
I have one friend lives here in town, has an electric vehicle, got solar panels on his garage specifically to charge, only to charge his electric vehicle. So he feels like his car is running 100% carbon free. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Yeah, it is. It is. So what else we got?
Well, and just to let you know, that is actually free. So there's nothing anybody has to pay for it. We have another great free program coming up on Monday, March 14th, 10:30 to 11 o'clock. 50 North member Sandy Dockstader will be making a short presentation about the rocks on display at 50 North Gallery, and it will be going through March. She will be sharing the experience of finding these in nature, including Lake Superior agates, geodes, and some rocks that you may not know that are actually here in Minnesota and Iowa. I actually walked by it yesterday myself, and pretty darn impressive.
Is that right?
They are really neat. Some of these agates are just beautiful.
If you go wandering around looking for, up on the North Shore, just wherever, I mean, you can find some really, really cool looking stuff around here.
Exactly.
It's great.
It's amazing what nature can produce.
Isn't it? I mean, Mother Nature, man, she's a pretty good artist, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
She is. We've also got some great art classes coming up. We've got a Capturing Nature with Mixed Media Abstractions. That's Tuesday, March 15th from 9 to 12. It's mixed media is a art making that allows the artist to create textures, patterns, and color using multiple medias and multiple materials. It's a mix of paint, fabric, papers, string, yarn, wire, metal, and other actual finds from the earth. It includes small stones, sand, weeds, and silvers or slivers of wood, and more. And the instructor for that is actually Kate Douglas. Kate Douglas does a lot of our art classes here at 50 North, and she is an amazing artist.
That's typical of the resources you guys have over at 50 North. I mean, everyone you have over there is pretty amazing, isn't it?
I do have to agree with that.
What else we got?
One other program that we've got coming up, this one is on March 26th from 10:30 to 12. It is an author talk with Nancy Silcox. She'll be talking about her book, Samuel Wilbert Tucker, The Story of Civil Rights, The Trailblazer, and the 1939 Alexandria Library. That is actually free also. So that sounds like a great one.
Well, that sounds really interesting. I don't know that I know much about the story of the 1939 Alexandria Library. When is that again?
That is on March 26th, Saturday, March 26th.
Okay, what time?
From 10:30 to 12.
That sounds really interesting. Craig, if people want to know more about what's going on at 50 North, where should they go look?
They can go different sources. We've got a Facebook page, 50north.org, or 50 North, and we also have a website, www.50north.org. Now, the 50 North is all spelled out, FIFTYNORTH.
Okay.
There's other 50 Norths throughout the United States. There's one in New Jersey, so if you do 50 North, you're going to get the New Jersey one.
You know, I think I've actually had that experience, too. So. All right. Craig Swenson, anything else you'd like to bring up while we have you here?
Well, on the fitness side.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah. Most definitely. You've got to stay active, stay safe, and get keep getting strong. We've got a great great program coming up with the Doctor of Physical Therapy, Marcy Kramer. She's doing a fall prevention class on Wednesday, March 9th at 9 to 10:30. Cost is only $27 for a non-member, $21 for a member, and if you're a platinum member at 50 North, nothing charged with it. This is a great program. It helps individuals understand how to live more independently, look at the situations that they have at home, how to help them make sure that they have less fall hazards at home, and then also looking at their daily routines of how they can do things in their daily routine to help them heighten their awareness, help them become stronger in their stability,
and not
fall as frequently if they have those issues.
So important.
Well, extremely.
So important, right.
We've had so many individuals have falls, and sometimes it can be very detrimental with it.
And yeah, no, it can be. So, yeah.
Especially with being in Minnesota with the ice and so forth.
Right, right, exactly. Just, yeah, no, you keep us strong and as active as you possibly can. And I'm 50 North, too. I'm 52. I mean, I need to listen to that myself. So, yeah.
Oh, even 38 years old myself.
Yeah.
I used to teach the class a few years ago, and it really opened my eyes to many things. Looking around different rooms and looking at my own house and how I can look at the trip hazards and the fall hazards that are in my house.
Right.
And make sure things are a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly. What else?
We've got some wonderful trips coming up also. On April 8th, which is a Friday, from 9:45 to 5:30, we'll be taking a trip down to the Sheldon to see Colleen Ray. Now, before we get to the Sheldon, we're going to actually stop and get lunch at Liberty's. And that is actually in Red Wing.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to Liberty's, they make a mean meal. It's amazing.
Red Wing's a neat town, too. And the Sheldon's a beautiful theater. I just love to I saw, who did I say? I saw Roseanne Cash there a couple of years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Just what a neat place it is. Yeah.
So we're pretty excited for that one. We're hoping we'll get a lot of people signed up for it. We have got another great one. This one is in May 1st, which is a Sunday, 9:45 to 4:45. The trip is to the Little Theater in Owatonna, and we're going to be seeing the play Something Rotten. That one is, again, that one is May 1st. The deadline for the May 1st one is April 22nd. Just to go back on the Sheldon, the deadline is March 25th, and the cost for it is $80.
Okay.
For that.
All right. And $80 well spent, I might add.
Very much so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very much so. Upcoming later in the year, we do have the St. Paul Saints versus the Rochester Red Wings, and then we also have the Minnesota Twins against the reigning champs right now, the Milwaukee Brewers, coming up. That will be on July 13th.
We hope. Let's get baseball get its house in order here first, so we can absolutely plan on
our
that.
Fingers are crossed that everything will be going here, and
man,
people will get things figured out.
If we get into May and this lockout is still going on, I'm going to be insufferable to be around.
So, I'm with you.
Right. Craig Swenson, 50 North, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to see you, sir.
You have a great day.
Okay, we'll be right back with, we're going to get a little information from the Minnesota News Network, and then we're going to talk again with Lindsay Ness. Put a cap on the week right here on the KYMN Morning Show.